Andrew, hello. Peter here. How are you?
Hello, Peter. I am fantastic and all the better for seeing and speaking to you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. We have a lot to get through. Yep. Since the last time we met, we had an excellent group audit project meeting. It was a good interest group. And in it, France was talking about how bids might be undertaken for UN and EU projects. Now, he's talked to the interest group about this before, but shortly afterwards, Mikael in Indonesia, came back to him with an idea, with a potential bid. It's a long-term contract bid from 2021 to 2024, and he wants France involved. So a great opportunity to collaborate. Hot news. We're looking forward to hearing more details about that. Anything else from your point of view?
That is amazing, and that is just bang into the first minute of podcast, there's value.
And it's concrete.
It is exactly that. And part of the driving force of TGS as an international network is this kind of international business collaborating together to win business that you would not win working on your own.
Absolutely.
I mean, we say it often, isn't it? Together faster, together better. But it's actually the case. It takes a lot of effort, and I just have to make sure that when we talk about France with a Z, it's not France the country, but this is our dynamic and fantastic member in New York,
absolutely,
who has an expertise in winning these bids for auditing of UN funding. So this is one to watch, and we look forward to talking with France when we're in Costa Rica and talking to Mikael when we're in Singapore in May.
Yes, because the forthcoming conferences, but we'll come back to conference in a second, because we also had the tax group, interest group meeting, which was extremely interesting, because there was definitely a move from Christos to look at proposals for standardization of practical and practitioner examples. So we're looking forward to that. Christos is going to put some proposals to the board. We await those with alacrity.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, the interest groups in TGS, I mean, this is where the ideas bubble up, and they're the most interesting contact points throughout the year, because they're open to anybody and anybody can come with any idea. So what Christos is proposing, I think, and it's a great idea, as is often the case, is that to develop shared service lines together, using shared documentation, shared theoretical basis, and shared methodologies is great. But the ideas come from these meetings.
Absolutely.
And the tax meeting, we're getting more participants and more questions. And I'm going to keep bringing it back to the conference, because it's all I'm thinking about at the moment. In the conference in Marrakesh, there is a 3 hours dedicated to the interest groups and the tax interest group, which is going to be run by Marine and Franz, another Franz. Franz with an S, not with a C-E or a Z. And he is one of our member firms from Zermatt.
We're going to have to get these names.
It's difficult. Well, that's where the badges come in. Yeah. Hi, my name is.
Yeah.
I am part of.
And I come from the country of.
And I am. Oof, that's a lot of information. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we'll come back to the conference a bit. I mean, one or two other things we need to pick up in terms of news.
Yeah.
One of the regular things that you do is hosting the book club. Yeah. Okay, so we'll bring it back down to earth here. TGS book club once a month. What's happening?
Well, that's the book club. This year, we've had a focus on two books. Mm-hmm. We've been looking at, and as you know, because you read it with me, not at the same time, but we talked about it, Dr. Eve's book.
We did.
Robot Souls. Yeah. Now, she's taken off. She's been TEDx. She's been in St. Andrews University speaking. She's all over the place with this book. So I think
we were in there.
We were early. So we were early adopters. So if you've missed that, listen back to the podcast where we speak to Dr. Eve. Read the book, because it's coming, you know, the kind of robot AI revolution. It's been talked about for so many years, but the generative AI is not going to take away jobs, but it's going to force a pivot.
Yeah.
So TGS firms, the reason why they're in a network, one of the reasons why they're in a network, is that they want this information about what is the best pivot. You know, when we begin to automate our jobs, how can we use that freed up resource to add value to our clients? more advisory services. We say it a lot, but what is it? And back to Christos again, what's the framework? What's the methodology? How do we do it? People want rules and features. So that was one book. The other book that we've been focusing on this year is How to Build a Sustainable Economy. By Professor Dieter Helm. Now, we realized that these books were both exactly what TGS is about. Okay, future of accounting, technology, robot, Eve, that's one. Mm-hmm. And sustainability, what does it mean to create a sustainable economy? It's all very well to say, sustainable, but, you know, are we talking about greenwashing? Interesting EU legislation now this week about banning misleading claims. So it's an actual thing. If you're talking in a unrealistic way about what you do, you could be fined. So again, there's things to comply with for your communication and the way you behave. But this book, it was a real deep focus on, well, what does it mean to be sustainable? How can we change our structures and the way we work to create a sustainable economy? And it's very dense. So I think we're going to probably unpick it over another few months. It's been very interesting.
Good stuff. So that's when you have the luxury of sitting down and reading a book.
Yes.
And sharing it virtually.
Yeah.
But you are not the sort of guy to sit down for long.
I do not sit down.
You've been traveling.
Yeah, I read whilst walking. Yeah,
well, okay, you're allowed to do that. Can plug in the podcast and listen to what you want.
Yes, exactly.
But more importantly, you were recently invited to the AICPA. What was that all about?
Well, that was the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants.
Yeah.
Coexist with CIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants.
Yeah.
So that's a sort of UK-US mashup. But basically, they are the Institute of Accountants in the US. And of course, as it's the US, it's a private organization. Not of course, but you know, like it's a business. Mm-hmm. But all the accountants are a member of that organization. Mm-hmm. So they all pay up. So there's 44,000 accounting firms.
Wow.
And many of those firms are a member of a network or an association.
Yeah.
And the meeting I was at a couple of weeks ago was the AICPA Network and Associations meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there as representing TGS for TGS, thanks to an introduction call out to José Luis in Peru, who put us in touch.
Excellent.
With the people. And then they invited us to that. And it was very, very, very interesting because you had the CEO of Praxity and of Alineal and Moore Global and the department heads of the AICPA, like Advocacy Group, the Group on Technology, and a big firm, Markham in the US.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. I just took so many notes. It was just like, this is great. Every point they did was super interesting. We're talking about the need to be ready to audit artificial intelligence, AI. It's a big market.
Yeah.
Lots of discussion around private equity.
Right.
Because there's a huge amount of consolidation in the US amongst the accounting firms. And they're even saying it's a bit like in the 80s. When the Big Eight was created. So there's a lot of risk involved there in consolidation. And not everybody is going down the private equity route. There's been a big talk, it's quite exciting often. I mean, I'm simplifying enormously, but to make the point that the private equity groups have seen accounting and auditing as a commodity.
Right.
And are approaching firms with managing partners who are maybe thinking about retiring and offering them very big cash buy-in. And then saying, well, you'll be able to run your firm as normal, don't worry about it. But you can guess where that goes. But not everybody is into that. But also it does mean a lot of the firms are getting bigger and bigger as they merge together. So it's really changing scenes. So that was super interesting. And we also talked about ESG.
Ah.
Now,
Have our own ESG.
We have ESG, TGS, EGSG. We like our three-letter acronyms. But they were saying, there's a lot of pushback in the US. Like you'll hear Scope 3 mentioned a lot. So that's like, you know, the pushed version of carbon footprinting and your environmental impact. And businesses have basically said, no, thanks.
Mm.
We don't want this. This is non-profitable.
Yeah. But regulation.
It will come back.
Yeah.
You know, so they're saying you've got to be ready because, okay, so there's no less interest now in pushback, but, you know, it's coming in. And it will have to be, there'll be things to comply with, rules and laws internationally. It's growing and growing, so it's a job for us.
Excellent, excellent stuff. So you've been running around the place. Yeah, because then, when you got back, you conducted the IBC meeting.
Yeah.
Now, that was, a couple of weeks ago. IBC, tell the listener.
Another three-letter acronym.
We love them.
We love them. The International Business Coordinators among TGS are the people who are, I don't want to say coordinating the international business, but that's, you know, just
that's sort of
reorganizing
the same, sort of thing.
The same thing, isn't it? But basically, if your firm needs to refer business to another firm, your international business coordinator is the person who does that operation and logs it in the system of TGS so that we can track the business which is done between the members so that we can accelerate it and help it go. So these people are super important in the network because they are the, I don't want to use a bad metaphor, but they're really oil the machine of how this works.
And they're driving that machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. So, and so it's quite dynamic. And the profile of these are people who are in the organization who know about TGS, maybe know more or less about TGS, and are asking all the right questions about TGS. Is that the case?
It is the case. It is the case. And very often, it's like every organization. You've got new players coming in.
Yeah.
And other players leaving. And that is the dynamic which makes it quite exciting. I mean, we talk about this all the time, that there's like repeating cycles of action. Mm-hmm. But when new people come in, they have to learn the whole process. So they're asking questions about basic things, you know, where is the platform that we put the referrals? How do we find the people? And of course, we have all the answers to that. Like we have an intranet where every member is, I want to speak French, but is listed. So you can search for them by speciality and job and what they do. And we've got a very simple online platform where you log the referrals. Mm. But if you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
And as they ask questions, it helps us improve the processes. So they bash us about and we can tear our hair out and say, but we've, you know, this is, you know this, but they don't know this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, they're helped by the existing members in many ways. And so it's a very, very dynamic group.
And in their, wearing their IBC hat, they also get to know information about other players around the world. And that information they can feed through to us for various forms of promotion or communication.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's such wonderful success stories, which is a kind of one of these terrible terms, but it is important. For example, Keshani, who is the International Business Coordinator for South Africa, left South Africa to visit our TGS member firm in Zambia, Henry and Janet
Altods.
And the team in Altods. Yeah. And they sent us pictures. You'll see them on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. There's a wonderful picture where they're miming the TGS logo. And, you know, but it's exactly TGS.
YMCA.
Yes, exactly, TGSA. But you think, well, that's how it works. And I think Vermeetten deserve a shout out for this. They've, on a continual road trip, they visit all the members. And they say that we visit the members, we win business. We generate more business. So, and Africa, so dynamic.
Yeah.
And such opportunities between countries. I mean, it's a big place.
Yeah.
But the speed of action. So Kishani's visited Henry and Janet. We're going to hear about that. So that's a physical international business coordinator.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Okay, all right. So look, that's the news where we're at the moment. But of course, the big news to come is the conference.
Yeah.
So the grand ligne, the outline, the big important things. You've already mentioned a little bit about the fact that much of it is being organized, or rather, conducted by members. Yeah. But what else? What can people look forward to?
This is great. And I'm just going to, we'll take this point to end on a bang and a cliffhanger, because the conference is sold out. So I don't have to promote it. You see what I mean? It's like, it doesn't matter. But your idea was fantastic, that maybe we should do a sort of fringe event. For people who couldn't really attend. Yeah. I don't know how we'll do that online or whatnot. But basically, the regional conferences is based on recommendations, referrals, and return on investment.
3 hours.
Can't say fairer than that.
No.
That's because this is. But also, it's driven by the members. For example, all the workshops and the interest groups and the events, your post for each of the events is one of the members. You don't have to listen to me as much.
That's a bonus in itself.
And you don't have to listen to Mark as much. I mean, you can see my body language with that one. But you know, the idea is it's the members driving it. So you're essentially recommending what to do, generating your best practice. Very looking forward to it. And there's one fun thing.
Just the one?
Well, one fun thing I'm really looking forward to.
Okay. Do you want to be explicit about this?
Okay, no. Good point.
So you be there or be square.
Exactly. Thank you, Peter. That's good. On that one. So thank you so much, Peter, for coming to,
chat,
question the existence of TGS and the reasons why we're doing it.
Existential.
We must start recording the pre-podcast conversations to release on a, you know, don't listen to this unless you know the network really well, the conceptual version. But thank you so much. Yeah, look, the big surprise in Marrakesh. Maybe you're going to like it, maybe you won't, but you'll only know if you're there.
If you're there.
If it works or not. Often these things can be fairly ambitious. Anyone who was at the Toronto conference in 2017 knows how dangerous one of our surprises can be.
Okay, remember, so appetites are suitably
worded. Yeah, remember the ballroom in the Fairmont Hotel in Toronto in 2017.
Okay, well, I don't, but
I'll tell you about it after. Yeah, okay.
Andrew, it's always a pleasure. Thanks very much indeed. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.